from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting a resumption of the evacuation in Aleppo. An agreement was reached today to resume the evacuation of Syria's eastern Aleppo. The evacuation was suspended Friday due to demands from pro-government forces who wanted two villages evacuated. Residents of the villages will be included in today's evacuation, which has yet to begin. The Syrian government also suspended the evacuation on Friday after blasts and gunfire were heard in Aleppo. Both rebels and government forces accused the other of breaking the fragile ceasefire agreement. Afghan officials say gunmen have shot dead six government workers, including five women, in southern Kandahar province. The early morning attack occurred when unknown assailants ambushed and sprayed with bullets a minivan transporting the female Kandahar airport security staff to work. The deadly attack also left the male driver dead. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the violence, the latest in a string of attacks against women in Afghanistan. A spokesman for the Taliban denied its involvement, saying the Islamist insurgency had nothing to do with the attack. A car bomb has exploded next to a bus in central Turkey, killing at least 13 soldiers and wounding 55 other people, most of them soldiers. Six are in critical condition. The blast in the city of Kayseri destroyed the bus carrying off-duty soldiers. The attack took place near the campus of a university. Authorities say a car packed with explosives blew up as it approached the bus. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility for the bombing, but the deputy prime minister says the attack is very similar to one carried out a week ago, claimed by an offshoot of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, also known as the PKK. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. At his end-of-the-year news conference, President Obama said he spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin in September about the alleged hacking of the Democratic Party and that the hacking did not continue after that conversation. When asked if he believed the hacking was responsible for the election loss of Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton to Republican Donald Trump, Mr. Obama did not answer directly. He did say the U.S. would respond in kind for Russia's hacking.
At a point in time where we've taken certain actions that we can divulge publicly, we will do so. There are times where the message will be directly received by the Russians and not publicized.
Now, the president-elect Donald Trump has said he does not believe any Russian hacking was designed to sway the election towards him. He said he won fairly in the November election. Hillary Clinton, however, is blaming Russian interference in the November election for her defeat.
We have to recognize that, as the latest reports made clear, Vladimir Putin himself directed the covert cyber attacks against our electoral system, against our democracy, apparently because he has a personal beef against me.
When Clinton was Secretary of State in 2011 and then Russian Prime Minister Putin ran successfully for president, she publicly said the election was flawed. Ms. Clinton believes Putin used that as a possible reason for Russia to meddle in this year's U.S. presidential race. The U.S. Defense Department is demanding that China return an underwater drone it seized while it was collecting unclassified scientific data in the South China Sea. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babbs says the seizure took place in international waters.
And there are several areas around here where the Philippines will claim this and China will also claim that specific water. Some areas where Vietnam also claims territorial water. So it is a complex issue through there, but it is clear that this is an international waterway.
A civilian-manned U.S. Navy oceanographic ship was recovering unmanned drones about 93 kilometers from Subic Bay in the Philippines when a Chinese Navy ship approached and took one of the drones. Possibly thinking a major U.S. aid package had been terminated, an enraged Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte said goodbye to the U.S. in retaliation today and threatened to dissolve an agreement that allows U.S. troops to visit the Philippines. The Millennium Challenge Corporation, a U.S. government aid agency, did not actually canceled the aid. The agency instead deferred a vote on the renewal of aid for the Philippines, subject to a further review of concerns around rule of law and civil liberties in the Philippines. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.